And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
And we got Sayla in the house with us this morning. How are you doing this morning, brother?
Doing good. Glad to be here.
That's right. And Sayla is a Christian hip-hop artist, and he's here today giving us a lot of information on what's going down in Japan and what folks are doing to help here locally in San Jose in the South Bay area. I know right off the top there's going to be an event happening in a couple of weeks. Go ahead, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, first off, just big shout out to David Madrid and Uki. Thank you guys for having me. Want to get into the event is called Rally of Hope. It's a Hope for Japan benefit concert. Obviously, a lot of people know that there was an earthquake that happened. A lot of people affected by the earthquake. And so what we're trying to do is basically gather everybody, as many people as possible in the local area, Bay Area, come together at this place called a Family Life Christian Center. At 801 Hellier Avenue in San Jose, California, and that's on April 9th at 6:30. So we just want to ask you guys to come out. All the proceeds, it's a $10 donation, no admission fee. It's free if you want to come out and enjoy a concert, but if you can give into the donation, all the proceeds, 100%, will be going directly towards the Japan relief effort. So yeah, we'll get more into that, but that's pretty much the crux of the event.
And I know just last year, you were spearheading an event too,
right?
Which was helping aid the folks out there in Haiti,
right?
And so now this year, man, and sad to say, there's a new need. And I want you to go ahead, let us know what's going down out there in Japan right now. A lot of folks out there, it's all over the news. Right. You can't get away from it. But I want you to go ahead, share with us what you know from the ground level as well.
Definitely, yeah. So I mean, a lot of mainstream info has been out there, right? Like, you know, we know the obvious that it was an 8.9 earthquake, 9,800 deaths to date as of right now, 17,500 people missing. There's this organization, it's called Crash Japan, and it stands for Christian Relief Assistance, Support, and Hope. You can look them up, crashjapan.com. And what they're doing on a ground level, I mean, obviously, similar to Haiti, you get a lot of people that are in panic mode. So they're basically on the, I guess you could say, ground level, ground zero. And they are providing phenomenal assistance in areas of not only providing food, hygiene kits, and all those different things, but they're also providing to the local churches out there. Wow. And what they're doing is, they're basically equipping them on how to reach those that are in disaster mode or that are in panic mode so that, you know, the churches out there can be used to really effectively impact the community and help the community in such a tragic time.
Man, and bring some healing.
Healing,
To the people of Japan.
I agree, yeah.
Oh, man.
They're sending folks out there. They're connected with the church in the States, so they're obviously raising money for that. And but this organization is actually located right there, hometown in Japan. So it's awesome that way. Also connected with a few different people that would be at the event on April 9th that actually be talking about disaster control, what we can do to also be prepared here. So, you know, like, I just want to give a huge, like, shout out to people to really start packing up on water supplies, food supplies. Just be prepared. You never know what's going to happen, you know what I mean?
So. And I'll tell you what, Sayla, he's a Christian hip-hop artist. And, man, how did you get entangled with this effort? How did you get caught up with this?
That's a great question. So basically, I was, if I would be honest, when the Haiti event went down last year, I was on the light rail and I was just riding into work or whatnot. And so I was like, you know, there's something that we can do here to help out, you know, and I don't know what. The first thing that came to mind, how can I use what I'm doing in music to help impact whatever? So just called, made a whole bunch of calls. We put on this huge event. I think we had about 900 people that came out. You know, we raised close to 4,500, 5,000 grand that we were able to send over there. So when this happened in Japan, I was like, you know what? Why let that die out? let's just let Rally of Hope continue on. And we're hoping to actually provide not only for just the mainstream disasters, but there's disasters all over.
Yeah.
So we're trying to start up something like that. So spearheading it, trying to make it official at the same time as well.
Where would they be able to find your music? Like, where would they be able to purchase a copy? Or I would say, or I mean, if you're giving like how some artists doing nowadays, free mixtapes,
right?
Like, where would they?
Definitely. So the music is available. Thanks for asking, because I always forget to say that. But it's basically it's available on iTunes. Also, my website is www.saylahflows.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and also there's a Rally of Hope 2 event page on Facebook. So if you search Rally of Hope Japan, it'll pop up, and I just hope you guys attend it, man. So.
Saylah, is there any shout-outs or any messages you want to give out there to folks?
Definitely. I just want to really just let people know, like, obviously I'm spearheading this, but I also want to just think I'm working with, like, an awesome team. There's a group of people that just want to help young folks that I'm connected with, part of the record label Inline Records, and all these different folks, Family Life Christian Center, big shout out to all their help, and my wife and everything that has been supporting. But I also just want to leave with like an encouraging word to everyone. Just walking in fear is an option or a choice that we have, right? But if we, for those believers out there, for those that no, we stand on the solid rock, and the rock is my foundation, you know, and I know that I will not be shaken as long as I'm standing on his rock. So I just encourage you to stay solid on the rock. Don't be moved by all the media stuff, but keep the eyes on the prize, I guess you could say.
All right. I want to thank you, Saylah, for coming down this morning, giving us all that information, but also for your efforts on helping, you know, all the folks out there in Japan. And you've been tuned in to Block to Block Radio right here on 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino, with me, your host, Mr. David Madrid.
And Uki Robinson.